For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Tuesday morning, a gorgeous, bright, cold Tuesday morning at the sound of, or at the time of this recording. Now, again, once it airs, it may be storming. Mercy, we might have snow by that time. Hope you're doing great on this Tuesday morning. Just getting underway with this message. And when you hear this, we will have already had our Christmas luncheon, but these are excerpts out of my notes that I've been putting together. We have a packed house. I'm just so honored and thrilled and lay low. Of course, it's God, of course. But you know, brethren, when you do what we do as ministers, it's a wonderful sign of the times, or sign and wonder. When you start seeing the harvest come in, you know, wow, God's moving. God's moving the harvest to himself. And we just want to do our best to gather the harvest for the kingdom. Amen. Also, make sure you know, and I will be bustling through the holidays, but January 17th, I invite you to join me at the Sheraton Hotel, number 4 Galleria Boulevard in Metairie. And I'm working on a message. I don't know how it's all going to come together, but boy, I just see so much in the way of restoration for 2014. Double for our trouble. But God really also has me challenging our audiences to make 2014 a year like no other. To put away that old and truly to get your feet, what do you call it? Put your heels down. What's the phrase I'm looking for? Place both heels and say, you know what? This is it. I'm on to my new. God's paved the way. I have every reason to pursue the new because God's paid for it. I'm going to go into that area of air, H-E-I-R, and inheritance and pushing forward to your new. So you got to join me. It's going to be good. January the 17th. Why you can have hope this Christmas. The Bible definition, and that's important because there's a world's definition. But if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ lives on the inside of you, you have every right to claim this Bible hope definition that I'm about to share. In Scripture, it means a strong and confident expectation. Why, fellow believer, can you have a strong and confident expectation for your life? Well, because the God of hope has said so. Now watch some of this. Romans 8:25, you'll see the word hope. For in hope we have been saved. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Abraham hoped against hope. But here's my key scripture, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. This isn't just, I hope I get my red bike. This is so much deeper than that. Bible hope, a strong and confident expectation, puts its thoughts on the God of hope, not just the object of the red bike. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.